Good morning. A vigorous storm system moving through the eastern Great Lakes is pushing numerous showers through interior New York and New England this morning. Even a few bursts of rain and a couple of rumbles of thunder cannot be ruled out as the warm front lifts through the region on its way into Canada out ahead of this system. Temperatures remain mild overnight, most everyone starting off in the 50s to around 60. And with a break in the precipitation, along with an increasing and gusty south-southwest wind flow, temperatures will surge toward the 70-degree mark. This instability, generated by the warmer air, could touch off a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms from early to mid-afternoon. Those thunderstorms will be acted upon by a cold front in addition to wind energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and some of them could be on the stronger side as they quickly race through if they do develop. A couple of heavy downpours passing by through the late afternoon and early evening as the whole system shears off to the north and east. This will leave us with drier weather for the latter stages of the day, although wind gusts could still pass the 40-mile-per-hour mark into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, we'll continue our drying trend behind the system, and cooler air will begin to flow in. Temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 30s. This will leave us with a dry high-pressure system to begin the weekend and lots of sunshine on Saturday, although cooler, with highs in the mid-50s. Another potent system heads our way for the second half of the weekend. Clouds and showers will be likely on Sunday. A cooler system, though, with highs only in the upper 40s to around 50. A mix of sun and clouds, blustery and colder behind that system on Monday, only in the mid-40s. We'll begin a rebound into the middle part of next week, back to sunshine in the mid-50s on Tuesday. And although a couple of showers will be around Wednesday, it'll be breezy and milder with highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm moving through our region will push a cold front across the East Coast today with a marginal risk of severe weather that extends into the southeast. While out west, another upper-level disturbance digging into the southwest will continue to set off scattered showers and areas of mountain snow from the northwest into the Four Corners and the central Rockies. Snowfall totals through this evening are forecast to be heaviest in the San Juan Mountains, where over a foot of snow is expected. And by Saturday, the entire system in the west will exit into the plains, where Gulf moisture will once again make a return to trigger another episode of severe weather and heavy rain across the mid-south. Meanwhile, a swath of rain together mixed with wintry precipitation is expected across the northern plains to upper Great Lakes. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain showers and fog. 39 degrees with a southwest wind at 36, gusting to 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, blowing snow and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility and fog, 57 degrees, the dew point 57, 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 14, gusting to 21 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.72 inches and falling. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm near 70. Boston, mostly cloudy, windy, showers and a thunderstorm possible in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, rain and perhaps a thunderstorm, windy, with temperatures falling back through the 50s and into the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature 58, that's 19 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 54.1 inches for the season, which is 2.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 29. The record high 74 set in 1986, and the record low 2 in 1960. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:15 p.m., 12 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the mid-60s. Breezy, with showers moving out tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the lower 70s. Breezy, with showers moving out tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the mid-60s. Breezy, with showers moving out tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy, with showers likely today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs near 70. Breezy, with showers moving out tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs around 70. Breezy, with showers moving out tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, cooler in the mid-50s, cloudy with rain likely on Sunday near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, windy on Monday back to the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, mid-50s on Tuesday. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, breezy with a shower possible, lower 60s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers back into the upper 40s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.